It is Monday, April 21st, 2025. I have 9 a.m. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business, which is approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 480434 through 480518, warrants number 8595, 8597, 8598, and one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Moving down, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for April 7th, 2025. And April 14th, 2025, along with executive session minutes for April 7th, 2025.
Do you guys have any questions?
No, sir.
No. Anything?
Move to approve regular session minutes for April 7th and April 14th, 2025, and executive session minutes for April 7th, 2025.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Now we'll move on to our planning and zoning rezone request. At this time, I will turn it over to our Taney County Planning and Zoning Administrator, Mr. Cody Stice.
Okay, thank you. Welcome, everyone, to the Taney County Public Hearing, April 21st, 2025. This hearing is conducted in compliance with the Taney County Zoning Regulations, which are required public hearings for each zoning change application submitted to the planning staff. At this time, the following documents will be officially entered to evidence. Exhibit A, Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps. Exhibit B, staff reports for each case. Exhibit C, staff file including all relative information to each case. Exhibit D, audio files for this case. The hearing will proceed as follows. A staff report for each case will be presented and reviewed, followed by any questions by the County Commission. If you wish to address the County Commission, please complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room, hand in the completed sheet, and state your name before speaking. All comments and questions must be directed at the County Commission. Disruptions or comments directed towards any attendees will not be permitted. The public comment session for each case will conclude once all input has been heard. At that point, the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. After your hearing, you can leave. Thank you. Okay, our first order number. Z03-17-2025-02. Owner, Angela Rodriguez. The request. Angela is seeking County Commission to approve the zoning request for one parcel number 06-7.0-36-000-000-041.000 located at 847 Airport Road, Branson, Missouri. It's presently RR1. She is seeking NR1 rezone. Let me give you a little history here. On March 10, 2025, the Taney County Planning Commission does not recommend approving the amendment to the zoning maps. The vote was unanimous. Okay, I'm going to give you a little bit of an idea of where we're at here. So the old high road here, 248 off it. Best way is this first little turn off and hit Watson.
This is her property a little closer. I think it's roughly around 20 acres. This home right here has a CUP for a nightly rental right now. It's already existing. She got that under the Division 3 process. Zoning RR1. This is her thought of what she's wanting to do. So she's got one existing, and she's looking at adding four more nightly rentals in that area. This property drops drastically back here, so this is kind of a bluff, and it kind of overlooks. This is looking at our driveway. This is to the right or to the south. This is to the north. She has two entrances, so this is the top entrance looking to the north and looking back to the south. And there's my recommendations if approved. With that, I will bring up Angela to talk about her case.
Okay. Well, we'll call the order of the public hearing for the rezone request, and the applicant is here. Please state your name and address, ma'am.
Angela Rodriguez, 432 Hoot Owl Point, Kimberling City, Missouri, 65686.
Okay, thank you. This time, I ask for you to proceed with your plan and your request.
Okay, I just wanted to bring up a few things. I'm going to apologize ahead of time because I've kind of done my homework this time. I was a little bombarded last time in the hearing. So, why it is good to have a nightly rental, I wrote some good points. I only rented 103 days, which is a third of the year. People leave, so if you don't like your neighbor, they're gone in a few days. People rent, and then they sleep, and they go do things. They're out of the house. The home and the land is kept up and cleaned and properly maintained. Building new homes makes the property value go up. That has they have rules and high standards from people that we rent from, which is VRBO and Airbnb. They vacate people if they have problems. And with the rentals, then they can lose their right to rent. And we also do reviews on them, and they do reviews on us. And everything's about a review nowadays. We can also get kicked off their platform if we have bad reviews. Some of my clients I've had repeated clients from a church, a police department that does a program for a boys club. If they complete their program, some basketball teams, autism people, because they're out where they can't be aggravated with people next door to them. Generations from grandparents and family members. And if a problem arises, they can call me. Three of my neighbors have my phone numbers. I've never gotten a call from them one time from any complaint. And we've done a complete remodeling. I have put over $500,000 to $600,000 into this home. It was appraised for $800,000 3 years ago. I bought the property approximately 7 years ago, so just a little history. My property also expands across at the top 5 acres approximately. And the other people, these people back here, they were sold off part of the property, and the people next door were sold off the property. The guy had more property. And I was planning on doing four more homes on almost 20 acres, and they would not even be by the neighbors. Like Cody said, they're kind of like on a cliff, and they would be spread out, and they'd be on over 5 acres apiece, they would be. Now, on the side of the last two homes, there's over almost 2 acres in between those homes. And then there'll be a well on each one and a septic on each one. I moved back here to Branson because my mother had fallen and she went into a nursing home, and I came here to help. Another thing I did is I'm raising four grandchildren that I adopted. And after I've lived here on and off for the last 7 years. No, 9 years, sorry. I vacationed here since I was little, and then my mother has lived here almost 40 years. And now I want to approach the allegations that I was kind of bombarded by last.
Ma'am.
Yes.
I apologize.
Okay.
As far as allegations and the, so
we've not heard this case.
So. Yeah, and we don't care about emotion. We don't care.
Does it
fit the zoning or does it not? And
yes.
That's what we decide on. So you're more than welcome to tell us that. I mean, you're more than welcome to speak.
Yes.
But typically, other people then will speak if they have a remonstrance or if they're against it, and then we allow you to give a rebuttal as long as it's to the facts and not just.
Yeah, I do actually have facts. I have pictures. I have their.
I guess you're going to tell us something that we've not even heard yet.
Okay.
As far as.
So you want me to wait afterwards?
We're going to give you an opportunity to speak afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't want you to. It's not typical for us to hear allegations
beforehand.
And then you having a rebuttal to allegations that we've never heard before.
Yes, sir. Well, the reason is I just want to I want to protect my investment. I also want to be able to address the allegations. I also want to prove in pictures how they're wrong. So if I can do that afterwards, that's fine.
We'll always give you a chance to speak, and you're more welcome to tell us now.
Okay.
We have a busy day, and
sure. Yeah, I hate that I'm taking so much time,
no.
I just want to be able to defend myself.
I understand. And you.
I wasn't able to do that last time because I didn't know all of this was happening.
Okay.
So this time I was prepared, and I have pictures, and I have their reports that they wrote on me.
Okay.
And so I want to give just a little bit more history. So the neighbor to the right of me, if you're this property right here, the trailer. So all of this started, basically, I had went to her two times to stop putting things on my land and quit clearing the land out. So this is this right here is a pass-through for the house back here. This neighbor and this neighbor doesn't get along. They both came to me when I bought the home and wanted to buy this piece of property right here that's in between them. I said no to both of them. I wanted to keep the peace. So I kind of got along with both of them. Then I turned around and she started still putting stuff on my property when I was going to Texas, and my nephew brought it to my attention. So when I was in town, I had called Scott and asked him what to do, because the first conversation we had almost 2 years prior to that, she was, there's a well on this property, and she was trying to take care of the property, and she had told me in her own words she was trying to get some of the property as her own. So then when I brought it to Scott's attention, I said, this is the second time. He told me to get it on video, which I did both times, and asked her to stay off the property. And now, after I did that in July, now I'm having all of this come back towards me. And she made a comment that she knew everybody in the neighborhood, and I said, well, what's that got to do with it? I don't get it. And then I never knew until now. Now I know. And then, so I feel like now I'm getting bombarded by all this and bullied. But anyways, so then she said I was trying to force her to sell and buy her trailer on this property, which has no view. And this house has been for sale, which is extremely big, which is what I would go for to rent. This house that's over here is extremely big. They both have views. They were both part of my property at one point. The other owner sold it off. This is a ravine. So I would buy these homes before I would buy this one. Ann says that I'm trying to bully the neighbors into buying their homes. I'm trying to build on my own property. I don't want none of their homes. I have the best view. I'm in a ravine.